console gopis. Why he should not come himself directly and console? He sent his one messenger. Why he sent? Oh, one thing is that Krishna is so having so much affluence and he is so powerful. Why he could not invite all the gopis and Nanda Baba Yashoda to Mathura or to Dwarka? If he can take all jadas from Mathura to in one night at once, why he cannot bring all the gopis, Nanda Baba Yashoda and cows and everything there, and he can live with them? Why? There is a scarcity of place in Dwarka because it is surrounded by ocean, so there is no place. Is it the fact? Oh, there is so much place. But why gopis and Nanda Baba could not reach there? These are the questions we will try to solve tomorrow. In my class, and then we will go Pramana.
Next chapter, same channel.
Manumapi Sati Putramatra Sarupam Rupam Tasya Grajavuri Purimathurim Ghostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhvasam Prapto Yasya Patita Kripayasi Gurum Tam Natosmi Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindho Bhaivacha Patitanam Kamanesho Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahabadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratise He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinya Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopisa Santa Radha Santa Yang Prabhyajantam Anupetam Apet Krityam Dvaipayano Virahakataraya Juhava Putreti Tanmayataya Tarvobhinedu Tang Sarvabhutaridayam Munimanakosmi tavai vasmi Najivami Tvaya Vina Iti Vibhyay Radhe Tamnay Mama Charanam Bhaktya Vihinaya Paradhalak Shiptasya Kama Ditaranga Madhye Kripa Amai Tang Saranam Prapanna Brinde Numaste Charanar Bindam Brinde Numaste Charanar
Light, this is light. Now I'm going to start
Srimad Bhagavatam from 10th canto. At all, the substance, essence of some pastimes of Krishna. Now, I'm going to tell some very secret pastimes of Krishna. First of all, you should know that who is Krishna. He is not a worldly boyfriend, and Srimati Radhika not a girlfriend, and their high class of love is not any material lust. It is beyond the touch of all kinds of bodily senses, even by mind. Even Vatma Bhavana Chamatkara Bharbhu Vyatit Bhavana Vartma Jat Chamatkara Bharbhu Swadase Hidde Sati Hidde Ujale Badam Swadate Sarase Rasa. Any mental escalation cannot touch them. That is why he has called adhokhaja tattva, aprakrita tattva. We cannot touch him. It is real. It is fact, true. But if we have some shraddha, honor to hear, and if we have really transcendental shraddha, even a seed of that, then we can gradually know all these things. All kinds of lust will go away. And gradually our shuddha sattva will come, and then we can realize. We are not qualified to speak or to hear, but yet something we must hear those who are seniors. So for senior devotees, I'm telling something that should hear with very strong faith and honor. They should know, and then after that they should be begin from, follow from beginning, but they should hear. So first Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarva Karana. Not only this, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan Ete Chansa Kala Punsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Himself Bhagavan. What is Himself Bhagavan? He is Brajendranandan. He is ocean of rush. Sarva Shaktiman. Having all kinds of powers. Contradictory to each other. But all are in Krishna. And Shakti Shakti Mato Rabhedaha. There is no difference between Krishna and his powers. So Krishna is Sarvakaran Karan, Sarva Shaktiman Akhil Rasamit Sindhu. We can hear, but no realization. You can hear. And by practice, by practicing thousands of births. If you are realizing, oh, you are very fortunate, very fortunate. Who are gopis? Gopis are the Vilasmurti of Krishna himself. Krishna is one without second. He is Advaya Gyan Paratattva. I have told about this. I know that you don't know Advaya Gyan Paratattva. Akhil Vishwa Brahmanda, all Chit Jagat, transcendental world, Jiva Jagat, all the Jivas, and all this material world has come from his power. Everything. So there is no difference between them. But yet, bheda bheda. Difference and non-difference. Both. We cannot calculate it by our minds. Only we can know by our Guru Parampara line. Amnaya praha. By amnaya. You should know what is amnaya. Amnaya is authentic. Or Guru Parampara line. Their thoughts. All the Veda, Upanishad and everything in the line. Our Guru Parampara has accepted it. It may be Ved, but not accepted by our Parampara, will reject. So our Guru Parampara has accepted that Srimad Bhagavatam is Amal Pramana. And Srimad Bhagavatam and all Shastra training like that all the gopis are non-different to Krishna. What is slok of Brahma Sanghita? Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhih tabhi ye evani ja rupa taya kalabhi. They are a rupa of Krishna. Himself Krishna they are. Srimati Radhika is himself Krishna. No difference at all. Only for Vilas, for pastimes, testing each other, Krishna has been divided into two. In Vrindavan, in Bansi Bhat, Krishna was there alone, and from his left side, very beautiful, his Parashakti, his Ladini Shakti, in the form of Sri Radhika Sikh came out. And she ran words to Krishna with rag. Ra, telling Ra. And she ran after Krishna to meet. Ra, Anurag, Dhavati, with Anurag, with high class of ecstasy, love and emotion. She was running to ask Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So he became Radha. And she was worshipped by Krishna himself. So her name is Radhika. But himself Krishna. You cannot imagine. But Shastra say like this. So we should accept. Their love, what is their love? What is their love? You know that bhav. Bhav is not anything of this world. It is called Shuddha Sattva. The essence of Ladini and Sambit. On Sandhini. Platform will be what? Sandhini is platform. Without Sandhini, no Ladini and no Sandhini. They will meet on the platform of Sandhini, Ladini,
Why name? Always making heart to Krishna. His body is made of what? Highest class of Mahabhav. All his organs, all his mode, all senses, everything, her hairs, everything, eyes, all are made of Mahabhav. So that she is Hladini. And gopis, then manifest and cry view of
bodily manifestation
of Srimati Radhika. So they are one with Krishna, all. You cannot imagine how they are one and how they are different. And their love, Mahabhav. So begin from Bhav, Rati. What is Rati? When at the time of practice bhakti yoga, when we will cross sadhana bhakti, and then we'll come on the border of bhav bhakti. We are doing bhakti for what? Only to achieve bhav. Then it is sadhana. If you are chanting, remembering, doing all these things, practicing, but not, there is the object that bhav. I want to attain bhav. What kind of bhav? Like Sri Damsubal, like Nanda Baba, like Yashoda Maya, like gopis, among gopis. Only the mood of Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lavang Manjari, like this. Then that mood will come like electric
current.
It will come here. So, then it will, that when that mood will come, and we will be tadatma with the mood of jivas. There is something also in soul's heart, combination of both. Bhav bhakti will come. After that, when bhav will come, then vastu siddhi, sarup siddhi will burn. And after sarup siddhi, then vastu siddhi will come. You will give up this body totally. And you may come in the omb of gopis. And then something will be practiced there, to practice there. What? There is something. In that body, prem may come, not in this body. This body cannot tolerate prem. At once you will die. This body will die. It will burn at once if prem will come. Never you can in this body. So for that prem, that Shuddha Sattva body is essential. There may be so many causes that love, prem, should go away. Prem, tutne ka karan upasthit hone par bhi jo prem nav navayaman drishti se nitya vardhati hota rahata hai, usse prem kahte hain. What?
True love is that love which does not break even when there is a cause to break it.
Very sufficient cause.
When there is sufficient cause. And instead of breaking, it becomes more and more new and fresh.
New. Unlimited it goes. Then it is called prem. Not like worldly persons, our lust, that in a day or 2 days or some day, house, wife and husband, marriage, and next day,
divorce.
Oh, friendship, very bosom friendship. And if any cause comes, preemptives go away quickly.
then he becomes enemy. I know so many. There are first bosom friends, after they became
bosom
enemies. And those who were enemies, they became friends. So this is no prem. Actually, no love. And though that love, if touches our heart, and when it becomes so dense,
yes,
ghana,
very thick,
then our heart melts, tears come, and so many symptoms of ashtasakti comes, then it is called sneha, more sneha, very thick and thicker, in his lost state, it becomes a pranaya. Do you know what is pranaya? When lover and beloved becomes no shy, nothing, no different thinking. Like a person goes to bathroom, becomes naked, and in mirror he see himself. No shyness. No? When beloved will with beloved lover will like same, no shame, nothing, not on thinking that, oh, my shadow. Think that I am myself shadow. No. When they both, beloved and beloved, will be like this is called pranaya. We cannot imagine, but you can hear this anyhow. And after that, man comes. If beloved thinks that if he will do man some anger mood, then my lover must come and
specify.
Certainly, it cannot be changed. So that pranaya becomes like man. And then Krishna has to come to pacify. Otherwise, never. And after that, what becomes? Raga anurag. Or nitya naveen. Any beloved is saying to Krishna, or Krishna saying to his beloved. Oh, I have never met, I have never seen Krishna. Who is that black person? Never. And when it comes so high, then it is called Mahabhav. Very high class of this. Very high class. In Bhakti Swami Sindhu, it has been told. If we will come to this stage, then we can realize something of love of Radha and Krishna, who is Radha, who is Krishna. But yet, I am giving some glance, okay? Like a shadow thing. Because I am not a realized person. But always thinking, so I am giving some idea of that. Then, what is Mahabhav? When Radha and Krishna, they meet together, they forget themselves, that who am I, who are you? Only ecstatic, what? Love.
Okay.
Only love is there. And love controls them both. Krishna did not know that I am Krishna. Srimati Radhika never. Especially, this is the mood of Radhika, not of Krishna, because Krishna is the object of
love,
and Radhika is container of abode of love. So this mood will come. That Who am I? She forgets. Who is Krishna? She forgets. And thinks we are one. And only she thinking like that. Pailahirad nain bhangavela. No duty, nothing was there. Duty, you know? Passenger. No messenger was to between our love. Only these eyes were there. High class of Rasa Raj Mahabhav then comes. In Chaitanya Chaitamiti there. So, Gopi Prem, this Prem is not a very, like a Rasagulla of Calcutta or Delhi. Not a Rasagulla. Here, so many persons make Rasagulla, but not actually like Vrindavan or Calcutta or Rasagulla. Saturated with sweet everywhere. Very sweet fragrance. So, like a sponge. So, now, with this thinking, all these things, come to Vrindavan. Leave your body here, this mortal. Leaving all kinds of your moods, all problems, everything, come with me. Let us go to Vrindavan. And then you can realize something. Don't remember anything. Now, you should come that Krishna is going to cowherd in Vrindavan. And gopis are telling, what? Aknatam phalamidam na param vidama sakhyo na vivesha yoto vayasyai bhaktam brajesu sutayo anuvenu jistam jaiva nipitam anurakta kataksimur. Oh, there was Basanti Ritu,
springtime.
All the flowers of all seasons were in blossom in Vrindavan. Jamuna was flowing very sweetly, color. So many lotus flowers were there in bosom. And their fragrance was attracting bamboo bees. And they are glorifying. Perhaps they were telling Radhe, Radhe, Radhe here and there. And perhaps they became mad. Became mad, all the bees, bumblebees. And Krishna took lakhs and lakhs cows. Also their friends joined him with lakhs and lakhs cows. And so many cowherd boys. You cannot imagine. We are only 300 or likewise, not more than this. And if here be lakhs, perhaps they will have no place to sit even. And if Krishna is going with his 9 lakhs cows of Nanda Baba, and Sridham is coming with 11 lakhs of cows, where they will sit or stand? There will be no seat to stand even. And then where they will graze? And how they will be controlled? Very difficult. But Dham is also Krishna, like Baldev Prabhu himself. He becomes expansion. And sometimes, what? Expansion and?
Contraction.
So Krishna is going to grazing cows. They are playing, jumping. And all are telling Krishna, Krishna, Kanhaiya, Bhaiya, Kanhaiya, like this. And gopis are in their houses. So many groups of gopis, of different gopis groups, and they are remembering Krishna as if they are seeing, and they are telling, oh, we know that we have eyes, but only eyes are not sufficient. The eyes, we have not taken the darshan of Krishna. What Krishna? Which Krishna? Going, Krishna is going. Krishna and Baldev both are there. Baldev is some advanced. And Krishna playing on his flute, searching something from his crooked eyes here and there. And so many gopis are standing here and there, and they are making aarti by their eyes, and Krishna accepting them. So, Nanda Suta, yes, what? Brajesha Sutayo. Those who have not seen Brajesha Sutayo going to cowherd, their eyes are in vain. Some thunderbolt should come and but punish these eyes. No need of having these eyes. But those who have told that Brajesha Sutayo, Brajesha Sutayo means the son of Nanda Baba. Baldev is not son of Nanda Baba, but he has been supported and nourished by Nanda Baba. So he always thinks that my father is Nanda Baba, not Vasudeva or anyone. And to Yashoda, she is my mother. So it has been told by Sukhdev Brajesha Sutayo. But also some more meaning. What? Brajesha Sutayo. There are two Brajesh. Two Brajesh. Oh, one Nand Baba and more superior Vishubhanuma. He is also Brajesh. Nand Baba has one son, who? Krishna. And Vishubhanu Maharaj has
three.
But Suta is Radhika, the daughter of Vishubhanu Maharaj. Here Sutascha, Sutascha is Sutayo by in Sanskrit grammar. So here it has been told, the eyes, when Krishna is going and not seeing, to whom? Brajeshri, to Aradha and Krishna. What they are doing? Krishna was playing on float. Ram has advanced to give chance. Gopis surrounded Krishna and Radhika met with Krishna. He forcibly took the float of Krishna. Anube enu jostam. And then she began to play, and Krishna became so attracted that I cannot do like this. And he's looking with crooked eyes, very attracted. If this scene has not seen that these eyes are like useless, thunderbolt at once come and finish this. I don't want. And Isakhi is telling, explanation of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, very rushy. Oh, let us go to see Krishna. Oh, just now Krishna is in lane. We should go. But another Sakhi is telling, don't tell loudly. If your mother-in-law is here, at once she will punish you. Don't tell. Oh, what she will do? Her daughter is going, himself she is going. I don't fear. Oh, but there is a reason for fear. We should not go to Krishna. Oh, let us go. This scene will never be seen again. And life is
Very short. And if you will, Krishna will go, you can see this scene. So please come. We should come and we will meet Krishna. Oh, how it can be? Oh, Krishna's sweet voice and his face is so beautiful and attractive. Then when you will see by eyes, he will attract you and you will give up your dharya. Patience. Dharma. Pativarta dharma. And lajja same at all. And then you will be desperate and you will quickly go. You will go. Let us come. So, Braja Sasurtayo Anubenu Justam Jaivar Nepitam Anurakt Kataksha Moksha. They were all doing like this thing. And so many things, Purna Pulinda. And then Krishna decided after that coming Sarat Ritu, we should. Season. Bhagavan api taratri sarvatthulla mallika bhiksharantu manaschakre yogmaya mupashita. Gopis has no desire, but Krishna has desire. What desire? Bhagavan api. He is Swayam Bhagavan. He is Atmaram. You know Atmaram. Atmakam.
Self-satisfied.
No wishes, nothing. Atmaram. But yet, when he remembered gopis, at once he was remembering what? Yog Maya Mupashritaha. Yog Maya. What is the meaning of Yog Maya? The power of Krishna, Hladini Shakti, like Parashakti of Krishna, who manages everything, is called Yogmaya. Where there will be Yogmaya, no influence of this material Mahamaya, nothing. That is why in Vrindavan, in Golok Vrindavan, or everything is managed and controlled by Yogmaya. There is no influence of Mahamaya. So any jiva who are serving Krishna, any soul, they cannot forget Krishna and they cannot come from there, this illusory Maya. They cannot fall down. So, Krishna, rantum manas chakre. Oh, he decided at once that I should do a bilas, a pastime, that anyone here, this pastime, all will be attracted and they will be liberated and they will follow the principles of bhakti yoga and quickly they will go to Goloka Vrindavan. There is no other powerful way or process. He is so merciful. So out of his mercy he did like so. Then Banam Chatat Komal Gobhi Ranjitam Jagau Kalam Bam Drishamano Haram. He took his fruit. It was evening time, after evening. Moon like golden moon, full moon, was coming from east side. As if she had so much gulal. Gulal means red color. And the east
direction
is like his beloved. And by his kiran, by his hand, rays. Oh, he took so much gulal and he poured on the face of Purva Disha. Like, he remembered this, and at once he took his flute on his lips. And jagam kalau. Jagam kalau means make a very sweet tune. What tune was that? It is written in this. The seed mantra. Cling. By this, all gopis thought that Krishna is calling Radha. Lalita. All are thinking that he is calling to me only, not to anyone. The essence of Gopal mantra is the seed cling. How? Kalam. Ka-la. And Vamadrishamanoharam. A-A-E-E in Sanskrit language. The fourth letter is called Vamadisha. It is like a grammar here also. Essence of grammar. So, ka or
combine.
And a, a, e, e. E means it came here, that it became kli. And manoharam. What manoharam?
Predominant of mind is moon.
What? Deity of mind is moon. So moon, what? Chandrabindu. Chandrabindu like a dot. In Sanskrit it is called Anuswar. Then it becomes Kling. And by Kling all gopis thought that Krishna is only calling me. And they came. When they came, Krishna saw. I'm telling very briefly, to come to my point, this is also a like a bhumika. I'm giving introduction for my subject. So, when all gopi assemble, like mad, if any thief has taken his golden ornament any, and if anyone is persuading a thief, here Krishna flute sound is like a thief. And he entered in the heart of gopis and took away their hearts. And quickly coming to Krishna with their hearts. As if all the gopis were following that sound and they are coming to Krishna. Thinking that I am alone coming to Krishna for my heart. Ajagmo anno annam alakshitodhyama javalolokundala. All like charming, like mad. They all came to Krishna. Krishna saw and now he was smiling and telling to gopis, oh my dear gopis, you are high class of devotees. I know that you came to see this Vrindavan, scenery of Vrindavan, and in that especially to see me, because I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you come to see me. Now you have seen me, and you have seen this very beautiful scenery of Vrindavan, Jamuna, and everything you have seen. Now you should return. You must return. If any chaste lady is there, she should not come alone with any other person, any other male person. If their husbands are so ugly, nevertheless, attacked by any disease, they cannot do anything, penniless. Or they are kubja, crooked even. A chaste lady should serve their husband. This is Vedic culture. I know that you have husbands. You should return and serve your husband. If you are not doing, then you are going from Vedic culture. And you will have to go to hell. So positively, certainly you should return. Krishna gave so many examples, regions, that you, from Vedas and here and there, you must go, return. Then gopis were thinking that Krishna is joking or really he is telling what is this fact. So, one gopi told that, "Oh Gurudev, namaskar to you. You are my Gurudev. And we think that a high class of this teaching, instruction cannot give anyone. So you are really our Guru. And in Shastra it has been told that first you worship your Gurudev to anyone. Anyone begin from Gurudev. So you are Gurudev, you should accept our worshipping. And then we will worship to our husbands and to Bhagavan or to Narayan, to anyone. We should worship first you.